Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Here at the Great American State Fair, and I caught up with organizers and I asked them about how they're pushing back on the narrative about the turnout of this event. Here's the Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins.
Listen to this. Listen.
So from my perspective, it is hitting exactly every mark that we had hoped it would hit.
There's nobody behind her while she's saying this. There's nobody behind her. All right, everybody. A massive scandal surrounding Donald Trump's America 250 is being uncovered in real time, and I want to break the news to you all. I'm not one to say I told you so, but if you've been watching this show for the past 2 weeks, we've been calling this a clear money laundering scheme. It seems increasingly likely every single day that all of these stripped down exhibits that were supposed to cost $126 million were actually just built by Donald Trump's contractor friends who pocketed a lot of the money and profited. This seems to be the actual case, as today we learned from Congress that donors were misled by the Trump-backed Freedom 250, House Democrats allege. And we're going to go through this report, but the lawmakers' report alleges that Trump allies worked to divert funds away from America 250, which was a bipartisan effort to mark the nation's birthday. I've explained this multiple times on my show, but just to recap, Congress, a decade ago in 2016, created a bipartisan committee, meaning both sides agreed that there should be a committee to celebrate America 250. This committee was called America 250, and there was $150 million allocated towards it. Well, this America 250 was all of a sudden hijacked by Trump when he created a competing organization named Freedom 250. Freedom 250 then scammed people, lied to people, and reallocated these funds allegedly towards all of Trump's friends and all of Trump's donors and all of Trump's close aides and people in his circle to create this shitty fair that people are now complaining about. Now, all of these Democratic representatives realized that they've quite literally been scamming people, the Trump administration. Some donors who intended to give money to the bipartisan effort created by the Congress a decade ago were instead steered towards White House-backed initiatives under false pretenses, Democrats allege in a report. The donors meant to give money to America 250, a congressionally chartered initiative to celebrate the nation's birthday, according to Democrats on the House Natural Resources Committee. They instead were given routing and account numbers that directed their funds to Freedom 250, which Donald Trump established last year to organize anniversary events. Here is Representative Jared Huffman of California's 2nd District leading the way on this. This is an incredibly compelling video, and if you want to help boost this message, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. We're going to talk about the state of the economy, the state of the fair today, and everything else throughout this video, so watch until the end, and maybe we'll have Representative Huffman on the show to talk about this even further. Check this out.
America's 250th birthday is being run by a shadow company you've never heard of. Freedom 250 has raised millions of dollars. It's selling access to the president, and it won't tell you who's paying or where the money goes. This is how Trump hijacked America's birthday. By rewriting the rules to let the ultra-wealthy and politically connected take advantage of the American people. I'm Congressman Jared Huffman. I lead the Democrats on the House Natural Resources Committee. We've spent the past year trying to uncover the truth about what happened, and I want to walk you through exactly what we've found. So how did this private company end up running America's official 250th celebration, siphoning off millions of taxpayer dollars and harvesting Americans' personal data? Let's start at the beginning. In 2016, Congress did something rare. Republicans and Democrats came together and created a commission called America 250 to plan the 250th. They built it to be nonpartisan on purpose, so no president could ever make the country's birthday his own. The America 250 Commission was well underway to honor the anniversary with expertly planned festivals, activities, and unifying events to celebrate our country and its founding. Then, Donald Trump decided he wanted something different. He wanted a party he could use for his own personal, political, and financial gain. So first, he tried to take over America 250. His appointee to the commission teamed up with the Speaker of the House in an attempt to push four commissioners out of their seats and replace them with MAGA loyalists. When that didn't work, Trump created his own shadow entity to circumvent and supplant America 250. They call it Freedom 250. On paper, it's a shell company registered in Delaware through the same anonymous vendor the president uses for his other businesses. But this LLC is different. It was lodged inside the National Park Foundation, the charity that's funded our national parks for 50 years. Think about why you'd do that. As part of a charity, the LLC could take in huge sums of money without ever naming who or where it came from. This arrangement lets them sell access to the president, collect checks from anyone willing to pay, and keep every donor's name secret, all under the banner of a trusted American institution, the National Parks Foundation.
Okay, there's much more to this video, and we're not even touching the surface of this scheme. But I just really quickly want to point out, this is why the fair has been such a mess. This is why on day one, Donald Trump held a shoddy rally where people walked out. On day one, some MAGA man was caught masturbating at the fair and had to be arrested. On day two, the electricity went out and the Ferris wheel wasn't working. On day three, the electricity went out again and all of the ice cream melted and the food was then way too expensive. Now, by day seven, we are 1 week in, the entire thing is literally falling apart. Donald Trump's fake arch, the recreation of it, now has this foam pouring out, and this ledge is about to fall off. I called this caulk in the last video, and people in the comments pointed out what people on Twitter are now saying, not that this improves the situation, but that's spray foam, not caulk. That's actually worse. They use spray foam to try to keep this corner in place as it's cracking off. Dude, somebody's gonna get seriously hurt by this. Fox News is now coping about the lack of turnout. Take a listen.
Here at the Great American State Fair, and I caught up with organizers and I asked them about how they're pushing back on the narrative about the turnout of this event. Here's the Agriculture Secretary, Brooke Rollins.
Listen to this, listen.
So from my perspective, it is hitting exactly every mark that we had hoped it would hit at.
There's nobody behind her while she's saying this. There's nobody behind her.
Every mark that we had hoped it would hit at this point. I do think this weekend we're going to see massive, massive crowds. But, you know, my goal is that people can come and walk and experience it. And 150,000 people coming to celebrate the Great American State Fair over the last 5 or 6 days. I call that a huge success.
The entire time, it's been empty. You can look at any Fox News host over the past week. This is them this morning.
They're running for office. They are winning. And they have all of these views. How does the Republican Party combat that?
This is literally 10 a.m. There's always people in the comments saying, Adam, you might be showing clips of Fox News at 6 a.m. right when they're starting for the day. And of course, no one's going to be there because it's closed. Or people will say, Adam, you're showing us clips of Fox News at 8 p.m. at night when there's nobody there behind them. This is peak fair time, 10 a.m., 10 a.m. And there is nobody behind them. I think one person walking right there, and it's probably a worker or a Fox News worker or something like that. So let's return on to this, Jared Huffman. And again, drop a like to help boost this message.
Then they starved America 250. Congress had set aside $150 million to celebrate our 250th. The America 250 Commission was promised $100 million of that funding. But in November of 2025, the White House told the America 250 chairwoman she would only get $50 million. And in the months that followed, they whittled it down to just $25 million. The rest of the money was taken by Freedom 250. Between this and other redirected funds, hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars are now unaccounted for. Now follow the money, because this is where it gets worse. Freedom 250 went after the real commission's corporate sponsors, not just donations, but a quid pro quo of access to Trump in exchange for cash.
This is where it gets wild.
Mark ExxonMobil, Chevron, MasterCard, United Airlines, United Health. Most of these corporations are lobbying and trying to win contracts from the same government that's now selling them special access. And as they wrote their checks to Freedom 250, the president was trading their stocks and posting their ticker symbols online to juice their values. Trump's cronies were then deployed across the globe to solicit money from foreign governments. The CEO of Freedom 250 flew to Davos, stood in front of a room of foreign governments and asked them, in his words, how they wanted to shape America's birthday. Foreign governments shaping our 250th.
This is wild. I mean, we called this weeks ago on the show. We said this is deeper than we all think.
He called it marketing freedom. According to a whistleblower, not everyone who donated money to Freedom 250 knew that's what they were doing. Fundraisers misled donors who intended to support the America 250 Commission by giving them Freedom 250's banking information. And through this bait and switch, contributions meant for the nonpartisan Birthday Foundation were routed to Trump's shadow corporation instead. This is potential wire fraud. And Freedom 250 has been collecting more than money. Its website runs through a company owned by Brad Parscale, the president's longtime digital strategist. Every American who signs up for a free event, even the families who registered for the World Cup fan zone on the National Mall, hands over a name, a location, and a phone number that feeds straight into a political operation built to profile and target voters. Americans just wanting to celebrate our nation's 250th birthday are unknowingly signing up to potentially have their data harvested and added to Trump's campaign operation. While Trump and Freedom 250 are pretending this celebration is about America's history, they've been forcing public servants across the country to erase our country's real story from parks and public spaces. Park rangers were given marching orders to take down factual signs about slavery, climate change, and the forced removal of Native Americans. And in their place, Trump and his political allies have been pushing their sanitized and distorted version of history. They paid out $10 million taxpayer dollars for a fleet of trucks running PragerU videos and an AI-generated George Washington.
Tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. I just want to pause right here and point out that this morning we got an absolutely abysmal jobs report, and Trump seemingly is trying to tank the economy at this point. Key takeaways from the June jobs report. Number one, it was a disappointing jobs report, says economist Heather Long. 57,000 jobs added versus 115,000 expected. So we added less than half of what economists expected. Negative revisions for April and May. Two, 4.2% unemployment rate, higher than when Trump entered office. Three, the job market is stable. That's good for the Fed, but there's a big decline in the labor force. Four, it's still tough to get a job outside of healthcare or professional services. I have so many friends who are going to college and who are struggling and are now in debt and can't ever buy a house. It's the broken generational compact. My friends are sitting there struggling. People of all ages, of course, but I'm just talking to the framework of a young person for 1 second, are told if they go to college, then they will be better off. 50% of people with a college degree in my generation don't even have a job in their field and are struggling to shovel themselves out of debt as they are getting farther and farther away from owning a house. During all of this, Donald Trump is talking about housing, saying he wants houses to be more expensive. Listen.
There's so much talk about, oh, we're going to drive housing prices down. I don't want to drive housing prices down. I want to drive housing prices up.
Dude, this guy is saying he wants to drive housing prices up as inflation is going up, as inflation is outpacing wage growth, and as the economy is in the shitter. The reason I wanted to point that out is because they're still lying about this on television, just like they're lying about this fair, just like they're stealing from taxpayers to get tens of millions of dollars in trucks or whatever, and just like J.D. Vance is still saying, I wish we could work with Democrats on this. Just watch.
More momentum in that direction from the Democrat Party. Frankly, Laura, I would love it if Democrats were willing, you know, not that they are going to agree with Republicans all the time, but if they were willing to work work with us on lowering housing prices, on lowering gas prices, on...
Okay, pause. This is a con. He is trying to scam the American people right here. They are currently funneling our taxpayer dollars and trying to trick people into funding this Freedom 250, while then Donald Trump vetoes a housing bill that was bipartisan. Democrats and Republicans did work together on a housing bill. They just passed it last week, and Donald Trump refused to sign it. To return to this Freedom 250 expose.
PragerU videos and an AI-generated George Washington that tells school kids that their rights are a gift from God, something the real Washington never said. They're parading these proselytizing propaganda trucks in front of schools on your dime. They've turned what should be a non-political unifying celebration of America's 250th into a right-wing Christian battering ram aimed at breaking down what Thomas Jefferson called the wall of separation between church and state.
Yeah, remember there's baptism tents at America 250, tents where people can be baptized. Again, as he said, there's AI-generated videos of our former presidents saying that, like, God is with you.
Enshrining their extreme version of Christianity as our de facto national religion. This agenda is not subtle. It fuses white Christian supremacist identity with history revisionism, insisting the nation's founding, its laws, and our fundamental rights are rooted in the Christian Bible rather than the revolutionary principle of self-government.
This guy's great.
Their own documents are littered with proof that for them, this anniversary is not actually about America. It's about promoting two things, Christian nationalism and Donald Trump. An internal playbook called for scripture readings and worship nights on the National Mall as official birthday programming. They peddled sponsorship packages and photo ops with Trump at $10 million a pop. A UFC ring was built on the South Lawn of the White House, not for the 4th of July, but for the president's 80th birthday.
Yep.
With seats that ran $1.5 million and went to executives from the companies his government is supposed to regulate.
And Americans are struggling. This is all a money laundering scene. Look at the incredible scenes on Fox News right now. As I make this video, Aaron Rupar is posting clips on Twitter of the fair.
She may.
So this just in from Peter McMahon, big fan. He said the sports team, meaning our team, should check out the foul that Messi committed.
Look at, there is nobody behind them. There is nobody behind them. This is peak fair time. It's all a money laundering scheme.
They handed out contracts to Trump's closest allies, including Event Strategies, Inc., one of the masterminds who orchestrated the rallies surrounding the January 6th insurrection. For every fact we've unearthed in this investigation, we've had to fight to get it. The Republican majority in Congress has far more power than we do to demand answers, but instead of joining us in serious oversight, they've used their power to do the opposite. They've blocked our requests, shielded the individuals and entities involved, and refused to hold a single hearing on any of this. They are shielding bad actors instead of holding them accountable. So today, against the obstruction and resistance of our Republican colleagues, we are dragging this fiasco out of the shadows and shining a bright light on the corruption and fraud surrounding Freedom 250. America turns 250 years old only once. We should be celebrating this anniversary together.
This is very well done by Representative Huffman, very well done by the Democrats who have been investigating this, and now it all makes sense. Everything down to the melting ice cream, the man masturbating on day one, the lack of ability to have any coolant or conditioning, the lack of ability to bring anything in, the fact that food is incredibly expensive, $10 for lemonade, $10 for iced coffee, $6 for non-iced coffee, $6 for a muffin. If you want a cookie, it's $5. Incredibly expensive. It all makes more and more sense. Everything Donald Trump does, everything he touches turns to shit, whether it's the reflecting pool, which he put out on a no-bid contract, whether it's the fact that the ballroom is a $500 million no-bid contract, contracts going to his friends, his donors, his advisors, people who can benefit from this. It is all pay-to-play, quid pro quo on a national and international level. He is selling our chips to the United Arab Emirates for like $2 billion invested into his own personal crypto. He's selling access, selling pardons, and it's all despicable. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like to boost this. Send this around. I love you all. Peace out.
This is Troy Millings from Earn Your Leisure. On Earn Your Leisure, we're all about smart money moves, and here's one most people skip. Car insurance renews on autopilot, the rates creep up, and nobody tells you. That's what Insurify fixes. In about 2 minutes, completely free, you can see rates from more than 120 top insurance companies. And if there's nothing better today, they keep watching and notify you when there's a better rate. So go to Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com. Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.